Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at the Raising Cane Riverfront Center. It's a coliseum, a beautiful place in the country, and a part of America that is certainly unique and mighty proud of its culture. We love Louisiana. Our guest today is Jeremy Brady, a monster truck driver from Springer, Mississippi. He is a veteran of 12 years in the monster truck racing industry. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Man, it's good to see you. You know, you've been in this business a long time. You started in 1999. You took a sabbatical of short, but you're back. Tell us what draws you and keeps bringing you back to the monster truck racing industry.
I guess it's when I was a kid. I was around it at 4 or 5 years old, and then it was a size thing, you know, how big they were. And you didn't care how big they jumped or what they done. It was just the physical size. And then as you get older, you pick up different aspects of the monster trucks. Like, you start saying, oh, I like the way that one because of the colors of it. And then the next time, that one's bigger or this one's louder. And then as you get older and you start understanding mechanics, then you start respecting that aspect of it. It just draws you in. Well, I can build the truck from bare frame metal sitting on the ground, and build a chassis, build the engines. The only thing I don't do is transmissions, but other than that, any aspect of the truck, I can take it apart, put it back together just about with my eyes closed at this point, because I've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, sir. Where'd you acquire this talent, and who was your mentor?
It just kind of come on, I guess, trial and error. We acquired an older truck that had been sitting for 30 years out in the field, and just kind of reverse engineer and look at how it was put together and take it back apart. And over time, we just kind of figured it out. Me and my dad, we started drag racing when I was old enough to get a license to go. We were at the track, or either we would do mud racing with a tractor tire truck. So it was always a back and forth of whose was faster or bigger or better. So it's always been a competition.
There's people listening that have maybe never seen a monster truck. Can you describe one for us?
You picture, say, a go-kart, like a kid's go-kart, and then you say it times 100. You've got a truck that's over 10 feet tall. You're looking at somewhere around 9 or 10 feet wide as well, 10,000 pounds, but it's got 1,500, 1,600 horsepower, most of them. And once you actually get to drive it, even though it's big, they're really, really nimble. It's impressive. It goes against your ego, I guess, and brings out that kid in you when you drive one, because you feel invincible. You can run over anything and it doesn't really tear anything up.
Well, that's got to be fun. And for me, looking on, I mean, that's a funny car motor. I mean, that's a blown, injected, big dude.
Yeah, they back in the day when they first started racing them, there were no limitations. So there was guys pushing 2,000-3,000 horsepower. There was one of the original trucks that had a V16 aircraft engine in it that made 3,300 horsepower. And they started understanding, especially like in a small arena we're competing in today, you can only use so much horsepower, and it starts becoming dangerous because you're more on the brakes than you are the gas. So they limited the cubic inches, and then they started limited the size of the supercharger, and that's what keeps the horsepower in the range they're looking for. Usually you don't see a truck more than about 1,500 or 1,600 horsepower.
Well, it appears that you're having fun.
Man, I'm 43 years old. I should have got into this stuff when I was 18, and my body would like it a lot better right now, but my mind still says I'm 18, so I'm going to keep doing it till I just about can't do it anymore.
Yes, sir. Were you out here playing like a kid? If you were able to look at some of our children on the reservations in the eyes and could share something with them that you have learned?
Well, the biggest thing that I can say is perseverance. When somebody tells you, you know, this is what I want to do, but then you don't pursue it or you don't go after it anymore, then say, well, I went one time and it didn't work out and I gave up on it. Stick with it. Yeah, that's the main thing that I can say to anybody, is stick with it. And if it's really your dream and your goal, you'll accomplish it.
That's words of our champion, Jeremy Brady from Stringer, Mississippi, a veteran monster truck driver of the Great Truck Prime Time. Jeremy, thank you very much for your time, and God bless you.
Thank you, man. Nice to meet you.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.